According to its 2019 sustainability report, Carnival Corporation achieved a 29% reduction in carbon emissions from its baseline number in 2005. The company expects to improve on those numbers with a 40% reduction of its 2008 numbers by 2030. 77% of Carnival Corporation ships are now equipped with advanced air quality systems, most often referred to as scrubbers, which dramatically reduce the amount of sulfur that is emitted from a ship's exhaust system. And the cruise ship, formerly known as Rotterdam, has arrived in Scotland, where she will now operate as the Borealis under the Fred Olsen brand. The ship is the first of the two former Holland America Line vessels that were purchased by Fred Olsen Cruise Line back in July. The second ship will be called Belletti and is scheduled to join the fleet in September. And finally, due to the extension of its human biosecurity emergency period, cruising in Australia will remain suspended for 3 more months. Federal Health Administrator Greg Hunt said that this decision was based on medical advice from the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee. The Cruise Line International Association acknowledges the suspension and welcomes Australia's continued engagement with the cruise industry. You could find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.